A new design for living.
Now, how about that? Isn't that what we're all looking for?
The thought for today from Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. A new design for living. When I worked with Dr. Willis Kinnear at the Science of Mind magazine as associate editor there for a couple of years, he had published a book, A New Design for Living. And it was an interesting book, but it was from another point of view. Today we'll look at a new design from living for our living. Now, what is your design for living for yourself? What is your way of doing things? What is your desire for yourself? Are you a happy person? Are you a person that is find joy in everything? Are you a person that is the Pollyanna person who goes around and finds everything beautiful and good? Or do you find some things that seem to be a little bit unkind, or seem to be a little rugged, or seem to be a little unhappy? Well, the word seem, very fittingly, is there, because what it means is that it appears that way. But that appearance is our choice. You can have two people look at a situation and each see it differently. You can have a dozen people look at a situation and each see it differently. So that tells us that whatever we have is not necessarily cast in stone. What we have is something that is something very important to us. Now, what are we going to do about it? How are we going to look at our life? What is our new design for living? We have lived our lives beautifully and wonderfully up to now. We are good people. The world likes us. We like ourselves. We've been getting along quite nicely. We have a lot of friends. We have a lot of neighbors. We have a lot of people in our world, family, like my brother-in-law, who has 35 grandchildren. My goodness sakes. I wonder if he remembers all of their names. And then great-grandchildren. Well, I think part of his love is remembering their names and knowing them. And that's what grandpas are supposed to do. So praise God, grandpas have a good memory. Well, a new design for living is a design that says, I'm happy. Now, I used to hear age represented as, well, now, how are you today? Are you feeling pretty good? And I thought to myself, my goodness sakes, that must be really an old geezer. And then you go and meet him, and you find he's only 45, maybe 50. But he's had a lot of burdens in life, and they have crap, he doesn't know. And when we had our friend Dorothea here, Dorothea, at first, she was saying, well, no, I'm here, I think it's him. And I said, Dorothea, we don't accept that. I said, Dorothea, you can speak wonderfully, clearly, and perfectly. And so she did. She spoke wonderfully, clearly, and perfectly, and she spoke very nicely, and we all understood her, and we all appreciated her for it. Rather than acting like an old woman, just because she's 86 years old, rather than acting like an old woman, we got her acting like a young woman, which is the way she usually acts. But because of experiences in her life, she thought she had to play the game that she was not perfect. And we told her, that's not no good reason to play the game that you're not perfect. You want to put a new design for living in your life. The design is, I'm not only healthy, which she is, I'm not only happy, which she is, I'm not only able to truck around as I like, even fall down and hurt my knee and not do like other people do, break a leg or something, you know, have some bad thing happens to an older person who falls down, but not Dorothea. And everything she has gone through in her life, she's come up smelling roses. Oh, it's been tough. It's been tough, but she's come up smelling roses. And so we encouraged her that how she sounds makes a difference. Now, I talked to Faith's brother, my former wife's brother, on the telephone because it was his 76th birthday tomorrow. Today, actually. And so when I talked to him, I couldn't believe it. He sounded just like me. He sounded like a young man who's 25 years old. And he was just really amazing. And I said, Roger, how are you doing? Well, I'm doing just fine. How's everything going to you? You know, just fluid, wonderful. And he says, I'm retired. Are you retired? And I said, no, I'm retired, but I'm not retired. You know, I'm the dean of the school and enjoying that very much. He said, oh, my, you should be taking it easy. You should be doing it. I said, yeah, that's fine. Thank you. You know, I had no sense discussing things like that because there's no time or there's no need. It's a one-time hello. And so I will just give him love and flowers. And so I talked to him for, oh, maybe half an hour. And that's a long time, longer than I talked to Faith many times. And when I finished talking to him, the first time in his whole life, he said, Herb, whenever you come to visit us in this area, you know, whenever you're in this area, come and visit us. We have room in our home for you. And, you know, he's never invited me to come visit him because they've always had their own life and they're Mormons. They're in a different philosophy. And that's great. That's great. Everyone should follow whatever their heart tells them to follow. But we set up a whole new design for living. I had no intention of encouraging any of my philosophy on him. Of course, I live it. And so he heard my philosophy through my words, my attitudes, my actions. And all of them were just happy, wonderful, thoughtful, considered things. Things that would help him have a new design for living. I said, well, Faith tells me that you're almost dead. You know, in a few days or a few weeks or so, you're going to be dead. And he says, oh? I said, yeah. She certainly is a worrywart, isn't she? And he says, well, I'm doing just fine. He says, I have to wear a bag for, you know, fluids that are left over from my operations and stuff like that. He said, but I'm doing just fine. He says, I can't run any races, but I'm out enjoying myself and feeling just wonderful. And I said, well, gee, that's great. I said, you sound so terrific. You sound just like, you know, you're 25, just like me. He says, yeah, your voice sounds real young, too. And so we had this happy congratulatory party, you know, and we were both setting a new cause in motion, setting a new design for our living, for our life, because we wanted to have a new relationship. And so I gave him a few well-deserved compliments that I knew about his family and about himself. And he said, wow, I never heard that before. Hey, thank you very much. That's very nice. And then we said goodbye. And I had established a whole new design for living. Not after not having talked to that man for over 40 years, you know. And then Faith wanted me to call him because it was his birthday, and I did. We had a whole new design there, a whole new attitude, a whole new feeling. I must admit that when I offered him the gist, he said, no, another time maybe, you know. And that's fine because he has his own thing. He has his own life. And we all have our own life. Now, other things that come into our life are circumstances with our family, with our friends, circumstances with our associates, with our work and things that we do every day. Now, what sort of things do you do every day? What sort of work do you do every day? What sort of ideas do you promote every day that are so wonderful, huh? Now, I just blew my nose. And I probably should have turned off the tape when I did that, but I didn't. So now you know how, what it sounds when the person blows their nose. I have been thoroughly enjoying myself today because today has been a lovely, 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 lovely rainy day. The kind you just want to stay inside and cuddle up in front of a fireplace. Yes. And read a good book perhaps, or just meditate and pray and have a good time. Well, I didn't do any of those things. I just sat in front of my computer and finished editing the Art and Science of Wholeness to get ready for the next edition to come out. And I started out in doing the Art and Science of Wholeness, and I thought, I don't want to touch anything any more than necessary. Leave it just the way it is, just minor little things. And then all of a sudden I thought, nope, I'm doing an editing of it, so I'm going to do a little rewrite. And as a thought comes to me, I just include it. Or as a better way of saying something comes, I just make it in there. And so I've added quite a few little things, not a lot, but just quite a few little things for the entire book. And it was fun. This was a new design for me. I wasn't tied to the old. When you work for somebody else and they say, edit this, they don't mean rewrite it. They mean make it as polished and perfect as you can, keeping everything just the way it originally was. And so that's what I did. I kept it polished and perfect just the way it was. But then I said, hey, this is my stuff. I wrote it originally and I can edit it if I want. I can polish it and I can rewrite it if I wish to. And so I started to do that, and all sorts of neat ideas came up. A lot of neat ideas of taking out certain words that are coming in other books later, and I didn't want to introduce them so early in this book. And so it was kind of a fun thing. But I tried to use my my computer for what it's supposed to do, and it didn't want to do it. I used the computer to go through the book and take out all of the absolutes, and it didn't do it. Now, as I'm going through it word by word, I'm finding, you know, several thousand absolutes in there, which I'm deleting, and putting in other words that say what I want to say. Because as I progressed with the books, the concept of absolute took on a different frame than I had given it originally. Mm-hmm. And so a new design for using the word, a new design for living with absolute, had emerged. Mm-hmm. And the former design was okay, but it's just like the word father for God. Mm-hmm. Father is okay in the beginning steps of our studies, but as we go along, God is not the father. God is the creator, it's true, as we are the creator, but God is not an entity. God is not a being, and we want to invest God with all the beingness that our father has. And our father wasn't all that good. He was a wonderful guy, but to be the absolute perfect father for all the universe is quite something. So these are things that we are facing ourselves with as we're thinking of a new design for living. We're not tying ourselves to the old. When it comes to rewriting the book, it's our book, go for it. And that means we have to change the ISBN number on it too, because it's been changed. It's not just an actual reprint of the original. We've done that several times, but now it's a rewrite. And so we put a new ISBN number on it, which will be beautiful. But you see, you have to be ready to flow when you have a new design for living. Now, Ingeborg spent a little while in the hospital checking out her body to see what was not so happy about it, and they couldn't tell her anything was wrong with it. Of course, we could have told her that too. And so she wanted to say thank you to the people who were lovely to her in the hospital, making her stay very pleasant. And in the process, Ingeborg wrote to them as though she were Mrs. Bush, you know, the president's wife, very formal, very aloof, and very, you know, distant. And that's not what Ingeborg wanted to get across. She wanted to get across the feeling of warmth, that she appreciated what they did and appreciated them as people. And so she needs a new design for living. Her new design for living is one where she is able to be warm and loving and gentle and throw out these old ways which come through your letters there, the old ways of being so that's not even proper. That's being cold, you know, cold and hard. And dear sir, please send your check for $95. You are now 3 months in arrears. If I don't receive your check within the next 30 days, I am going to put you into the small claims court and blah, 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 you know, and so forth. And so that's a cold, hard way of saying things. And you want to say, to the ladies at the hospital who had been so gentle and loving to you. Dear first name, you made my stay at the hospital a pleasant experience, where I came in feeling very badly. In your presence, just for a short time, I felt wonderful. And throughout the entire time I was there, you came in and did the little things that made me feel like 10 feet tall.
Huh? Like a queen.
Like a, like a queen. Put some roses in there. Mm-hmm. And thank you so very much. And I hope, I know I'll never have to come back there again. But should I ever come to visit somebody else who's there, it'll be my pleasure to run into you, because you're such a beautiful, you know, you are such beautiful nurses or whatever they were. You see, you have to put the warmth in there. You know, when Sylvia, in her letter that she was writing, she wrote about this girl who was working with the horses, and instead of being warm and friendly about it, she was crisp, dup, 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 dup. And in being crisp like that, the story loses being a story. Because you want to say, as she drove up to the stable, she could smell the barn smells that made her always feel warm inside, because she just loved being with horses. And her time with the horses has been a little difficult, because the horse that she always had to ride was giving her a hard time. You know, and da 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 da. But finally she decided, when a little voice inside of her said, don't give up, go back and try again, try a different horse this time. And she did. And trying a different horse, she had a happy time. But even better than that, if the little voice inside of her were to say, now you go back in there and have a talk with that horse, and you tell that horse that you enjoy horseback riding, you want to be a good rider, and you want to enjoy yourself, and you'd appreciate it if they would do, if that horse would do everything that would make your riding enjoyable. But you see, unless you put a new design for living in as you go along, oh yes, we can always go and find another horse that'll be much more tolerable to us, and I have done that myself. But it is even better for us if we will take the circumstances we have and wrap them in a new design for living that makes them delightful for us and warm for us and fulfilling for us and all that good stuff. So, my friends, I offer you the opportunity to have a new design for living in every area of your life. And the only way you do it is by forgetting the past, forgetting the present, and living in the now. Have a wonderful day. I love you, and so it is.